I think that the general consensus from a lot of the people who had attended, I think that some of the members were hoping that there was an opportunity to ask some tough questions, especially around race and issues of equality, even the conversation about Black jobs. I think there was a lot of disappointment in how things at times went off the rails, and the conversation between Rachel Scott and President Trump. There were certainly times when that didn't really that didn't go very well, and there's a lot of sentiment or feelings that he was very disrespectful, yet again, to a collection of Black women, and that is something that has come up again. So yeah, there are definitely people who feel like this was a typical moment for Trump, or a time where this is what we have seen from President Trump in the past, and that was disappointing to some journalists too.
Delano, we've had some years now, a great number of years to study President Trump. I've heard remarks, even from people of color, who say that his appeal to his base, anyway, it may offend everyone else, but the appeal is that the realism that he always kind of says maybe what he's thinking and maybe what he thinks his supporters are thinking. Is there an element of that involved here?
Yeah, I think that there is definitely a feeling from a lot of people, the journalists who have covered him and those who were just witnessing this. I talked to several people afterward, even in my reporting for Axios. I think that there were a lot of people who felt like this was an opportunity to use this as a platform. And then that NABJ was basically set up for a situation that they couldn't really control the outcome of. Like this, the president was going to push across to the agenda that he wanted to, and he was going to talk about some of the things that he wanted to, and at times avoid some of the questions that the journalists were asking, even in getting him to elaborate on Black jobs or January 6th.
As an exercise, was this a good idea? I don't know that there's a single answer to that. And certainly journalistic organizations want to bring high profile guests in and ask them tough questions.
You know, I think that there will probably be some fallout from this, and that there will be maybe a change in approach. Historically speaking, NABJ has always brought in the presidential candidates or the presumptive candidates. I talked to one member who said that this should now move to a case-by-case basis, and especially in this case, because Donald Trump is not your traditional or normal candidate, and so expecting that might have been a bit of a misjudgment or a lapse in judgment for some of the leadership. And so I think that there's a split, and there are people who look at this a number of ways, and there are some people who were welcoming the opportunity and glad that happened, but disappointed that the outcome wasn't what they were hoping it would be.